you better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why.
You better not pout, Jergy.
Is coming to town.
I'm not pouting.
What's with the long face?
Nothing, just continue. Let's do the four pack.
You're mad, aren't you?
No,
you are mad.
Not, have you, you ever seen me mad?
I've seen a hint of it, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I have. And I'm seeing it right now. You are mad because right now in this KFGO studio, they're setting up a train.
Yes, in the master control, we call it.
I call it the KFGO studio.
Yeah, well, across the way is the KFGO News Center, and we'll get to it. It's coming up.
You're mad?
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
Let's do the Extreme Pizza Kitchen 4-pack.
Fine,
on the
fine,
Mike
fine.
McFeely
whatever
show.
They want to do in here. Doesn't bother me.
If this, you hear the sound of hammers or saws going, it's because they're setting up a great little toy train behind us here in the KFGO Master Control Room.
Yep, we've had one for years in the News Center. Years and years. Continue.
Upstaged. 4 o'clock, 4-pack, the top four talk show talkers of the day.
Yeah,
on the Mike
camp,
McFeely show. Yeah.
He's... Hey, Mike, do we have a winner for that Bison ticket at
yes,
all?
We do.
Okay.
Norma B. from West Fargo. Norma B. from West Fargo won the one Bison ticket. She's going to give it to her son-in-law. That's what she said. I said, does your son-in-law not have any friends? She said, no, not really. She didn't say that. Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, Jergy. Yesterday on this program, on this very exact program, the head coach of the North Dakota State men's basketball team by the name of Saul Phillips made this guarantee. Thank you. You have a tip-off coming up here in just over 1 hour.
Not
good
Saul
luck
Phillips.
Against Notre Dame, and good luck Saturday against Ohio State.
Mike, we're winning tonight. I just called it on your show. There you go. Bam.
Got it. We'll put that on tape and play it back. Thank you, Saul. Appreciate it. We're winning tonight.
And they did.
I'm calling it on your show. There you go. Bam. And they did.
And they did.
NDSU beat Notre Dame, a team in the Athletic Coast Conference, a very strong high division 1A conference, 73-69. Congratulations, Saul Phillips. There you go. Bam.
And on to Ohio State.
Yeah.
What are they, number two, three in the country?
Number three in the country.
Okay. That'll be a challenge.
That'll be tougher.
I don't think Saul Phillips is going to make that guarantee again on this game.
He's going to be on the program again in about 10 minutes, so we'll ask him.
That was a great victory for
the
Bison.
It was very good.
I was listening to Jack Michaels on KFGO last night. It was on ESPNU, which you can get in. Check your local listings, I guess, in a lot of places. But I do get it. I think it's channel 301.
Mm-hmm,
but
yep.
I was not in a position to watch it, so I listened. And very exciting.
I texted Saul last night and said, well, at least you've beaten one team with the initials UND so far this year.
That is not very nice.
I did. He laughed. He chuckled back. We're fine. Okay. I was just teasing him. We're fine. It was good. Congratulations, Saul Phillips. We'll talk to you in about 10, 15 minutes in the program.
You know, his wife told him to pray a little extra before the game. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
Jack Michaels. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. He didn't say it on the post game. I think he said it to Jack Michaels after the game last night, and he said, okay, I can try, but we're playing Notre Dame. I think I'll be outdone.
What are these guys doing over
this
here?
This is like Burlington Northern Santa Fe
in
here.
I know it is. Jeez.
We'll get to it.
I'm not upset. Now you're getting a back rub from the...
Owner Don's Car Wash.
Yeah. The Car Wash
King
Magnet.
Yep.
The King has given him a back rub during the 4-pack.
We'll get to it.
How do you rate? I want a back rub. Not, no offense, Dwayne, not from you. But I want a back rub from somebody during my show. Number three...
Yes, Mike.
It's tough to do this with people in the room.
Self-conscious. Nothing bothers me.
NDSU students now have therapy dogs,
yes,
Jergy.
They do. Rudy's up at the library right now. I understand.
Rudy is Pinto's therapy dog.
Yeah.
When Pinto's feeling too relaxed, Rudy comes in and fixes that for him.
He does. Nips at him a little bit. Yeah, I saw Pinto laying on the couch down at Heitkamp's office the other day, and Rudy was talking to him and soothing him. This is true.
I saw Pinto backed into a corner one time with a look of fear on his face that I've only seen in
I think
don't know where.
I think he's bit Heitkamp too, hasn't he? Bitten Heitkamp?
Let's move on.
Who'd blame them?
What's with the therapy dogs up there at UND? NDSU.
Well, they brought them in. In fact, they're coming in less than an hour at the main library in the reading room. And they are, it's finals week and coming up next week. And their students are stressed. You remember your finals.
Look at the grain elevator they have up on that train over there.
This is just
They have houses.
This is not right.
This is way better than the one that's in the...
This is not
well,
right
forget
at
it.
All.
So, whoop, forget it. Forget
so
it.
These dogs are coming in.
I'm number one.
So these dogs are coming in to soothe the students who may be under stress because of the finals coming up. It's kind of a de-stress zone. And I think it's been tried at other universities. And they're just trying to clear their head a little bit. The dogs are there, and I think they're provided by, well, they are provided by FM Dog Obedience.
Sweet.
So I think it's a nice little thing.
I think it is.
And there'll be dogs roaming around.
Do Norman and Millie soothe you when you need, you're pretty laid back. You don't need much soothing.
No, but they'll be up there. Be up there tonight, and they'll be up there various other times. And they can play crossword puzzles or chess. If they want to take a break, they can do that
good.
Too. So
shots of scotch. Do they have those up there?
I don't see that in the story.
Bongs? Other things
Pardon
like that?
Me?
Nothing. What? To relax the kids? Munchies? Yes. Things like that. It's like a whole city over there. Look at that. With a creek running through it.
Yeah.
A river runs through it.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Number two, we talked about this the other day on this program. And it's been confirmed by Forbes magazine. I've always said that Adam Sandler sucks, okay? He's not a good actor. He's not funny. He's in a couple of little, one-liner movies here that, which fine, but he's no good.
Happy Gilmore. That was kind of a fun movie, wasn't it?
The Price is Wrong. You know what?
He makes a lot of money.
Adam Sandler is one of the few actors in Hollywood who can still demand a paycheck north of $15 million. But Forbes magazine says he is number one on the list of the most overpaid actors in America. His last couple of movies, Jack and Jill. See that one, Pinto?
That was a bomb.
Stop looking at the train and talk on the radio now.
I passed on it.
How about That's My Boy?
No, I saw that one. I thought it was funny.
It's terrible. It only brought back like $3.40 per
million.
Something or other. Yeah, per million they spent on it.
So Happy Gilmore was kind of a fun movie. And what was the movie he was in with a little kid and it lived with his
Big Daddy.
Yeah, that was kind of a fun movie. Big Daddy, that was it.
That's fine. I don't, whatever.
He's
I
did a couple.
Watch. I've seen one
but he's had a lot of flops.
$15 million.
I'm curious to see how Anchorman 2 does. Ron Burgundy's been getting a lot of publicity. He barged into a television station at Bismarck.
Well, actually, barged in, yep.
took barged. Over the newscast.
Sure, they barged.
Well, I said, this is right, that the other television station in Bismarck said no.
Well, they were stupid. They passed up all the publicity.
Well, I know, but they wanted to give
news. Because people looking at that TV station, Bismarck, look at that TV station and say, wow, there's a bastion of integrity in journalism. No, they don't. They messed up with the publicity. They screwed up. Just admit it. Admit it. You're not going to admit it, are you?
I'm not going to admit it.
So Adam Sandler makes bad movies and makes a lot of money. Number one tomorrow, Jurgi, right in this building.
Yes.
6 a.m. sharp. Not 5:59, unless it's like 12 below.
Not 5:15.
No, not 5:15. 6 a.m., the Tom Wynn and Friend Christmas party kicks off. It runs until 9 a.m. Everybody's invited. Everybody. Come on down.
We will have a train, as we have in the KFGO News Center. It's been tradition now. Many, many years provided by the good people at Don's Car Wash, Dwayne Durr.
Love Don's Car Wash.
He set it up today in the News Center. And so we'll have the train. Come see the train in the News Center. That's where the train will be.
Look at that. What's that? Now Dwayne's giving you something.
Your handkerchief
to wipe the tears away.
So Joel Heidkamp doesn't have an original idea, and now he has Dwayne and one of Dwayne's people setting up a smaller scale train here in the control room.
A lot more detailed, though. Houses.
But the kids love the train in the new center, and then they'll be in to see that train because they really can't come in here. This is not really part of the tour. You can see it through the glass. But this is kind of a restricted zone.
It kind of is.
Because Tom wins in here. Yes, thanks, Dwayne. So there'll be two trains, I guess, tomorrow here at the annual Tom and Friends. By the way, have we figured out who Tom Wynn's friends are?
That's why I call it Tom Wynn and Friend. It's because he's down to Doug Lear in the mornings now. So that's pretty much it, right?
Shauna doesn't spend a lot of time.
Nope.
Bonnie stays as far away as she can.
I'm just going to give a hint to the folks who come to the party tomorrow. You might not want to walk in the studio to look at this train.
You can look through the glass.
When Tom Wynn is in here.
I don't think so. We have some special guests, too, from Wisconsin.
We do. I talked with one of our special guests. I talked with both of our special guests earlier today.
The Duke and Duchess.
The Duke and Duchess of KFGO. Thank you, Jerky. Paul Jerkins, KFGO news director. That is an impressive train. Wow, that's nice. Sorry. No offense, Jerky. I like the smoke and the whistle on your train, but this train is pretty darn sharp. 237-5948. Oh, our pizza. Fifth caller. Just give one away. Fifth caller, 237-5948, wins a free pizza from Extreme Pizza Kitchen.